Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello all of you wonderful people, Jules here for WhatCulture.com, and today I want to talk to you about deaths in video games, or more specifically, video game deaths that were, for lack of better words, absolutely hilarious. That's the beautiful thing about video games as a medium, that they let you enact and explore aspects of life and death that we simply can't in the real world. However, as with every power fantasy experience, there has to be a means of keeping the player somewhat grounded and within the rules of the game itself, hence why deaths are so important to that equation. You might fall off a cliff, you might get beaten to a pulp, you might even get blown to smithereens. And it's here that you should probably take a step back and say to yourself, well, that was very funny, but goddamn, that was really messed up. So what we're going to do today is look at the surface level side splitters that came from literally splitting our sides and actually acknowledge that they were pretty dang horrible. With this in mind, I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video game fates so hilarious they were horrifying. Number 10. Shoot him in the face! Borderlands 2. As anyone who's even so much as glimpsed at the Borderlands franchise can confirm, it is a series with a very, very silly premise. It's also incredibly brilliant, with a surprising amount of depth to it, but it is definitely one that thrives on being wacky and outlandish at the same time. The strange and sometimes stupid quests that you can get throughout the series also attest to this, with the most unforgettable being that of Shooty McFace. Upon meeting this eccentric little fellow, he gives you a single mission, aptly titled Shoot This Guy in the Face. He'll then stand gesturing wildly and beg you to shoot him in his mohawk clad mug. Should you decide to try and be a practical jokester and shoot him anywhere else, he'll simply berate you all the while shrugging off the damage. It's got to be a dum-dum to the dome and nothing else. If you do shoot him in the face, he will thank you and then die. It's not exactly a long quest by any means, but ask anyone who's completed Borderlands 2 about this game and they'll almost definitely mention it as one of their more memorable gaming experiences. However, just think for a minute just how messed up this entire situation is. Number 9. Sweet, sweet irony. Uncharted Drake's Fortune. Of all the people that you encounter hunting after El Dorado, Navarro is likely the worst. He's not hunting it for the fun of getting treasure or to sell it on afterwards. No, Navarro is fully aware that the artifact is a bioweapon and fully intends to use it. So you can be forgiven for considering his death as a kind of poetic justice. After spending so long clamoring after the sarcophagus, Navarro eventually gets his hand on it, or technically his leg on it, as the rope that's connected it to the helicopter carrying it becomes wrapped around it, and when the helicopter crashes into the sea, it drags the villain down with it, drowning him. Now, thanks to the smart remarks of Nathan Drake, you'll likely be smirking at seeing this villain take a dip, but just think how horrifying it would be to drown in such a manner. Oh well, at least Navarro got to get the coffin before anyone else, which is ultimately what he wanted. Number 8. The Death of the Evil King Blob, A Boy and His Blob. Anyone who has memories of playing the surreal A Boy and His Blob in their childhood is very likely pretty lost when you mention that this game actually did have a final boss, and that's because the layout of the levels was bizarre at best, almost requiring you to know what you needed to do and where you needed to go before you even got there. But yes, this game did indeed have a final boss, that of an evil king who looks a whole lot like your best buddy. In order to defeat the king, you needed to use your formless pal's ability to turn him into a jack, don't think about it too much, in order to knock over a glass jar on the shelf above you, and breaking said jar would knock a bunch of vitamins onto the king, killing the evil piece of chewing gum and giving birth to a new and much happier version. Now, the game implies that the vitamins, depending on how you want to pronounce it, cure the king. However, think of it like this. If candy makes these creatures stronger, then vitamins surely must cause them pain, as they're pretty much the exact opposite. And suddenly the entire scene has a very gruesome feel to it. Number 7. Riding the Snake, Getting Over It. Despite it sounding like a fun euphemism, riding the snake and getting over it is one of the least fun things that you can do in the entire game. Because after a long, long, long time repeatedly climbing and falling your way up through the game, you'll be met with a warning sign that says, "Do not ride the snake." Should you choose to ignore this message or accidentally hook onto it, as is more likely the case, you'll find yourself sliding down it all the way back to the start of the game. You know, the place where you, many hours ago, were struggling for an age just to progress away from. Now, while it might seem absolutely hilarious to anyone watching you ride this snake and ladders all the way back to oblivion, it is much, much, much less funny to die a lot inside when this happens to you. That being said, such is the message of the game, that sometimes you will make bad and devastating decisions and have nothing else to do but start again. Getting over it indeed. Number 6. Your Cursed Fate, Temple Run. Now, bringing Temple Run into this collection of games might seem like a pretty weird choice, but I'll explain. Now, it was a phone game that had a huge bizarre popularity in the early 2010s in a way that only a phone game can. But because it was a phone game, we never really thought much about it. It was just a silly little story where you collect treasure in a temple, right? And then whenever you die, you get a funny little message saying something like "slippery when wet" or something to make you feel less bad about biting the big one. Only, if you think about it, the circumstances of the game are super suspicious. You are in what appears to be an Aztec-esque temple collecting treasure, and you can never permanently die. And when you consider the prevalence of Aztec curses in media, it makes it seem a lot like you've been cursed to run this temple forever. Kind of like Groundhog Day, but with slightly more treasure. Still, that's pretty horrifying, right? Number 5. Trapped in VR Forever, Fallout 3. When Fallout 3 introduces you to the virtual reality experience that is Tranquility Lane, it doesn't seem all that bad. After all, you appear to be one of the very few people inside the machine that knows this world is fake, leaving you content to get up with whatever mischief you want to without any guilt about your actions. However, the idea that you could do this forever, because the machine that you're actually in will keep you alive indefinitely, is actually pretty nightmare-inducing. Running around causing havoc as a little clown menace is one thing, but doing so forever is pretty sure to get old surprisingly fast, especially when only one other person is in on the joke. Indeed, this seems to be the reason that this other person has completely lost their minds. Now, Betty is actually the overseer of this vault, whose real name is Stanislaus Braun. Now, Braun has been repeatedly killing and reviving the other human inhabitants of Tranquility Lane to amuse himself, but ultimately the pressures of being the only one aware of the fact that they exist in a simulation drove him insane. So maybe don't stick around this place for too long, because who knows what could happen. Number 4. Eating a Fish, Near Automata, Potato Patata. Now, eating a fish is by far one of the silliest ways to die in gaming to date. Admittedly, in the world of the Nier franchise, it's also one that kind of makes total sense, because you're a dang robot, so of course you can't eat fish. What were you thinking? Now, better yet, before you eat said fish, there's a good chance that you'll be explicitly told that this will likely kill you. And yet, despite all of this, you probably will still push ahead and have a munch on some mackerel. And, I mean, are you surprised about what happens next? You die! Yet, before you think it was all fun and games, actually read the text that explains this agonizing way that you go out, as it will literally make your skin crawl. Although, remember this, if the printers do gain sentience and try to take over the world, we can just slap a bit of bass on them or stuff place in their ports, and we'll be right as rain. Number 3. The Swimming Pool Murder Method, The Sims. It says a lot about the human race that the minute that we're given any sort of control over the lives of little computerized people, we immediately begin figuring out the methods that would allow us to kill them. The most popular of these in the history of The Sims has to be that of the swimming pool method. In it, players would send their trusting sim or sims into a pool, only to remove the pool's ladder. Unable to use the ladder to leave the pool, the sims swim and swim and then eventually drown. And while yes, it is funny that these well-coded little creatures would rather die than trying to climb out of a pool by one of its sides, it's also more than a little messed up. You are these beings' god, and apparently you are a cruel, cruel god. Imagine the horror that you'd feel walking into a room and then the door just suddenly went missing, or found yourself unable to walk into the bathroom despite needing to use it. I mean, personally, I'd use another method, or just take a shit in the sink or something in the meantime, but still, it's pretty horrible, right? Number 2. The Dioramas Crash Tag Team Racing. Now, in the 2019 CTR remaster, they didn't actually include this feature, but the 2005 original of Crash Tag Team Racing includes some pretty dang violent moments, and it seems that they were directly inspired by The Simpsons' Itchy and Scratchy when it came to cartoon violence. This was best shown in the dioramas that were littered throughout various levels. They were events that you could trigger that would give you a little scene of Crash suffering a terrible death, which wouldn't kill you, but rather just add a little extra scene onto your game. Though they're all exaggerated deaths done for fun, there's something about the idea of countless players cheerfully torturing the bandicoot that feels more than a little bit unsettling. It kind of makes the game into a cartoon version of Saw, and that is a very surreal fact to realize. Plus, the other characters in the game seem to know about these deaths, which raises a whole host of different questions. Do the others know that Crash is basically immortal? Do they take joy in seeing his hubris lead to a series of god-awful fates? It makes you think. And number 1, Falling, Skyrim. The vast majority of humanity is coded to be nervous around heights. I mean, after all, who would want to fall off things? Many people do overcome this fear, of course, doing everything from leaning off the top of the Eiffel Tower to paragliding high in the sky. But even those who've overcome humanity's inclination to stay safe on the ground know about the dark dangers of it. It's a topic that remains a point of quiet, solemn contemplation, regarded as one of the worst deaths that you could face. Unless said falling resulted in your character's death in Skyrim. In which case, it's pretty damn funny. This is because the ragdoll physics naturally trigger a sense of slapstick comedy in our brains, and so, as annoying as it might be to realize that your last save was ages ago, it will still make you laugh. This is doubly true if you fall from the top of a mountain, as you get to witness your poor player character erratically roll for sometimes a good minute or so before coming to a stop. And adding in this serious-sounding death noise as a backtrack, and you have a moment that's both accidentally hilarious but also unimaginably horrifying, because it's something that should be nightmare, but comes across as a bit of a laugh.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.